I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. All eyes have been on Singapore, but there has been other important news in the past 24 hours. Among other things, a big decision by U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on who can receive asylum in the U.S., or rather, who can't. Sessions has effectively ended any hope of people seeking asylum out of fear of domestic violence or gang activity and violence. Dana Lee Marks has been an immigration judge for 31 years and is also president emeritus of the National Association of Immigration Judges, and we will be speaking with her in that capacity. First of all, Judge Marks, am I characterizing Sessions' ruling correctly and what it means?
Well, it remains to be seen whether higher courts will affirm this ruling, but for now it is correct to say that getting asylum based on having been a victim of domestic violence is not going to be a viable claim.
And does it also mean that people who've sought asylum on these grounds will be sent back to their countries of origin, or are they entitled to any other relief from removal?
The decision does allow for some interpretation and wiggle room, and there is a possibility that given the presentation of the proper evidence, that someone would be able to qualify on that basis. But the Attorney General has made it clear that that would need to be in exceptional circumstances.
Why does the Attorney General have the power to make this decision?
That's a really interesting question, Marco, because a lot of people don't realize the position that the immigration courts are in. We are tri-level courts, which in a lot of ways means we do the same kind of work that federal district courts do. We gather the evidence and we apply the law to it, and then we're subject to the jurisdiction of an appeals court. But the immigration courts are actually administrative tribunals in the Department of Justice. So that means that we have a political boss. The Attorney General is our boss. And political considerations allow him, under the current structure, to take certain cases from the Board of Immigration Appeals and to choose to rule on those cases in order to set policy and precedent. Our organization for years has been arguing that there's a major flaw in this structure.
It sounds like what you're saying, Judge Marks, is that Attorney General Sessions, in making this ruling yesterday, was acting like an immigration court judge.
He's acting, well, it's even more than that, because the Attorney General, the way the system is structured now, does have the legal authority to set policy by creating precedent in the decisions he decides and saying that it's his determination that the law should be interpreted in a certain way. And because of that interpretation, he can establish that precedent, and it's binding on all the immigration judges across the country. But he's an appointed elected official. He's not a judge. And we believe that the proper way to structure the immigration courts, because of the high stakes that are involved for the people that come before us, that would mandate that only judicial appointees should have that kind of authority to establish precedent.
If a woman comes before, comes to your court, she's a victim of domestic violence, I mean, what will you do?
I will hope she has a very good lawyer.
Say she's got a really creative and really good lawyer. How far will you go to challenge the Attorney General on this?
You'll have to stay tuned on that, won't you?
Are you willing to kind of completely challenge him and say, no, this is a...
I have to, as do all my colleagues, I have to obey the law. So it's really a question of, is there a legitimate way to distinguish a case that has a holding that you don't believe is appropriate to apply to the situation in front of you as a judge? And if the judge is able to articulate a rationale as to why the case before them is distinct, then that judge has the right to disregard the precedent. It means we get to all go back to the law library and study really hard.
Judge Dana Lee Marks, I appreciate your taking the time to talk to us and your limitations in talking about specific cases. Really appreciate it.
I can't comment on a case that might come before me, and as you said, I probably will see one in a week or two at the latest. Thank you so much.
Dana Lee Marks is President Emeritus of the National Association of Immigration Judges.